Even with a wad of chewing tobacco in his cheek, Coach David Masterson is clear.
I don't care what the NCAA requirements are, because I don't view myself as a farm system to them.
The NCAA's 2.3 or take a knee poster still hangs above the coach's desk.
Because it has to do with grades overall.
Every 3 weeks, Masterson tapes notes to his players' lockers at Northeast High School in East Baton Rouge Parish, letting them know how they're doing.
3-0 so far, 2-6, pretty good, baby. You know, you've got to pull this up to a 2-0 Monte.
Three football players whose grades fell short are getting a bonus lesson in dimensional analysis before practice.
34.4 what?
Inches.
Centimeters. Centimeters. Because what happened to the inches?
They canceled them.
Oh, we canceled them out. So they all
if their grades right? fall below a C average, they can't play. It's a Louisiana High School Athletic Association rule. There are similar rules in most states. Texas Tech professor Angela Lumpkin found regulations in Kansas did focus the minds of high school athletes there.
Because I want to play, I'm going to do what I need to do to perform in the classroom so I keep that right.
Of the high school athletes in the Kansas cohort Lumpkin studied, 97.6% got a diploma in 2012. Only 89.5% of their non-athlete classmates did. That's what Coach Masterson really cares about, that his players graduate from Northeast, where a quarter of all students don't make it in 4 years. But yeah, on the practice field, they're thinking about playing college football.
Alabama or LSU
at Dutchtown High in Geismar, senior defensive back Ricky Thomas is dreaming of Division I, too. He's been hearing from his coach for the last 3 years that to play in college, he needs a 2.3 GPA.
I thought I wasn't going to make it when I heard it the first time. I said, I went in summer school and I retook some of my old classes from ninth grade that I barely passed.
Coach Benny Saez says Thomas has really pulled himself up by the bootstraps.
He worked his tail off. He's given himself a chance.
And so did another Dutchtown player.
Eddie Lacy is into the end zone for the touchdown.
But Coach Saya doesn't think Eddie Lacy would have hit that 2.3 mark and might never have had a chance to make the millions he's making in the NFL.
He wouldn't have, I don't think. You know, and he's making way more money than me and you right now.
Walter Harrison, president of the University of Hartford, chaired the NCAA committee that came up with that 2.3 GPA rule.
We're talking about having a C-plus average. Having that kind of average will help you graduate. And even though you may be hell-bent on being a professional player, you may eventually find that that's not where you're going to be. And then you'll be well-prepared to do something else.
In his years of coaching, Benny Saez says he's seen the NCAA raise the academic bar more than once.
I just hope we don't raise the bar so much that we eliminate kids from having a chance to reach the bar.
And a chance for a pro career, or a college degree, or a high school diploma.
Good job.
For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Amy Jeffries.